I thought I'd just give you a brief overview about the gradual training. And there's a short quote from the middle of his courses where the Buddha says, "I do not say that final knowledge, so that means enlightenment, is achieved all at once. Rather, final knowledge is achieved by gradual training, by gradual practice, by gradual progress." And he talks about gradual training or gradual practice in a number of ways throughout the suttas. And I would imagine that many of you, maybe everyone here, has experienced the gradual development of the mind, of the heart, as you've practiced, as you've had a chance to deepen not just meditation, but the whole of the Dhamma path in your life. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Now often in the suttas, the Buddha talks about this in the context of monastic life. But of course, it's also every bit as applicable living lay life as well. And we are going to look at both. Tomorrow night, we're going to look at a sutta from the middle-length discourses where the Buddha is talking to monastics. And then we're going to look at a sutta that is in the Sutta Nipata, but it's also in your chanting book of highest blessings, where you can see the gradual development, gradual path, and it includes lay life. And it's very much about lay life as well. So it's encouraging and doable. It's step by step. That's one of the ways you can translate this idea of the gradual training. So just to give a general overview of it, kind of an outline, and like I said, the Buddha talks about it in different ways, in different discourses. So you'll see elements change a little bit here and there, but there's a general flow that's understandable. And it starts with moral virtue or ethics. And that's by, physical action, speech, and by mental action as well, our thoughts. And then it moves on to livelihood and how we make our living, spend our time. And then the Buddha starts talking about specific practices like sense restraint. And of course, we're going to go more deeply into each of these to see, what really is possible there and why, how it works. And in most lists or some places, the Buddha includes moderation in eating and a devotion to wakefulness. And this just doesn't mean that you stay up all night or whatever, meditating, maybe sometimes, but it's really about the right amount. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I think one of the things that really fascinates me is that the Buddha covered everything. He really looked at our whole life, all the aspects of it. And we can take our whole life development and see it in this way of a gradual development towards a goal of complete freedom from suffering. So then, of course, we come to the more meditative parts, mindfulness and full awareness, and then samadhi know, spending time in solitude and developing the depth of our concentration, our lucid calm of the mind. And we'll talk a bit about the jhanas when we get to that point. And the purpose of each of these stages is to move on to the next one. And then what arises out of the calm mind is wisdom or insight. So seeing the noble truths for oneself, realizing nibbana, awakening, and the complete ending of all of the defilements, and the ending of suffering. So that's not even the cliff notes, that's just the table of contents. And we'll look at suttas and discuss, you know, what it means and how it's working in your life. And as we look at the pieces of this training, I'll be encouraging you to reflect on how it shows up in your life, in your practice. And we're also planning on introducing various meditation objects. And one of the suttas that you're going to have access to, so we're printing up the suttas that we're going to talk about, so you'll be able to read them over. But one of the suttas we're going to look at is the Buddha's advice to his son Rahula when he was about 18 years old. And we'll talk about the situation at the time that he gave Rahula a list of meditation approaches, objects. And I thought we would take a look at that list. And each day, the guided meditation, taking a different approach. Now, I also want to know if you have a particular approach to meditation that works for you that you use on a regular basis. How many people? So what's your meditation object, basically? Do you have one that works for you, that you use, like, all the time? Yeah, yeah. Okay, is there anybody who's not in that situation? Where you don't, like, a lot of people use breath meditation one way or another, maybe mindfulness of in and out breathing, everybody? Okay, that's good. Because the intention here is you're going to be doing a lot of meditating. And I would say, in general, use the meditation style you're used to, giving you the exposure to different meditation objects and approaches is good because, and why did the Buddha do that for Rahula? It's because at different times we may need to bring in something different to work with a particular state of mind or work with a particular experience we're going through in our life, or maybe just to bring in more inspiration, change it up a little bit. But I don't want this to turn into I'm changing my meditation every day and I'm really not settling. I don't want that to happen. So you might try these different meditations. Maybe you just come for the guided meditation and experience it once, and maybe you try it on your own, but then go back to your tried and true, really, sort of approach that brings you in deep. Does that make sense? I think those are the comments I wanted to make tonight. Is there anything else? Are there any questions? Yes, Kirtan.
I was wondering if you're going to record and post these somewhere. So I would like to be able to go through that retreat.
Yes, we are recording it right now, and our plan is to post all of what we're doing on Dharma Seed under this retreat title, and we'll make all of the things that we're offering public, and we'll separate the Q&A out and make that only private for the retreatants, and then you'll get a code. When we start putting it up online so that you can go into it and listen to the Q&A discussion parts as well. Yeah. So right now we're probably on a Q&A recording. Cool. Okay, any other questions? Yeah,
I'm still having a little problem with this.